Morning. Hey, John. Good. Glad to get back on the field after a bye week and keep getting better.
What's kind of just your initial impressions of working with Josh since you've had just a couple of days to have him in front of you here?
Yeah, we've been out there one day, John, so it was a positive day yesterday, somewhat productive, and kind of started the orientation for him.
Balancing act to you want to get Matt and Christian ready and with their game planning this week, but also to give him a little bit of work to try and get him up to speed here?
Most definitely, yeah, balancing act. So a lot of things to get done this week, which has been exciting and positive at the same time. So we've got a great group of quarterbacks and guys on the offensive side of the ball, and so very team-oriented people, and so it was a good first day yesterday.
How do you deal with it? Is it basically you working with Matt and Christian to implement the game plan and maybe Craig and Kevin just working with Matt to, or Josh to try to get it?
I think we're all trying to balance it and do our job to make sure our focus is squarely on Carolina and at the same time do our part to help Josh be orientated.
What do you feel like Matt did well against Pittsburgh?
He threw the ball well down the field. We had some good completions. Felt like we stayed on schedule pretty well. I know in the second half the ball didn't touch the ground, and that always helps. But everyone else played well too. It wasn't just Matt, but our whole team really had a good game.
Where's Christian at in terms of what he's able to do in practice and just comfort level and all that?
Yesterday it looked like he was a little bit more comfortable than he was over there in England. So that's a process we're going to continue to go through today and hope that he's even better.
With that on schedule, is that a little bit like timing and rhythm too? It seemed like just maybe a little bit crisper.
Well, on schedule means we're having less second and tens or a third and ten pluses. We always want to have positive runs, and when we do throw the ball on first and second down, we want to add to that sum that we always focus on at the end of the game, runs plus completions. Pittsburgh had a ton of them that game. 57, right? He had 36 completions. Usually when you have that many, you win the game. We didn't have as many because we had a one-play touchdown drive, a two-play touchdown drive, and things like that. But we want to rack up the completions to add to our positive runs.
Carolina's defense is ranked pretty high. What do they do well?
Their front four guys, even their linebackers, have really played well up to this point. They've given up, 56 points in four games. Had a ton of sacks against the Giants when they got after them pretty good. But their secondary is very solid, too. They just got a good defense. They're well coached. It'll be a challenge.
The energy that Jerome has brought really this entire season, just what kind of a difference has that made for your offense to have him, a healthy guy, healthy Jerome out there?
We need a healthy and productive split end in our system. With the runner that we have in Adrian, we get a lot of strong safety invert, a lot of eight-man box. And so the split end is one-on-one back there on the backside. So the better he can be, the better our offense operates.
Any clear difference between this year and last year for him, just Jerome? Just the...
Yeah, yep. It reminds us of his first game against Detroit when he was healthy and raring to go, and then he battled through that injury. To his credit, he's a tough sucker and played the whole year really on one leg.
Teach him that thing that he does when he gets out right before the play and does the big hop? And
well, Jerome has been very attentive to detail. And so when we talk about the splits and hustling, good tempo, break the huddle, get up in the defense's face, he takes it very literally and he does a good job with that.
Cool. Yeah. What do you think for Josh getting him ready to play? Is it just the terminology, getting that stuff down? Is that...
Well, that's the first step. He needs to know the language. He needs to be able to present it to the other 10 players in the huddle. Plus, he needs to have a visual map in his head of what the play looks like once he says it. So he's very sharp, and it shouldn't take too long.
In your experience as a quarterback, how long does it take to maybe get to the point where you can master it enough, where you can get out there and play effectively?
Well, it depends on the player and the system. I think Leslie alluded yesterday that we would not just throw the whole gamut at him initially or even over the course of this year, but we want to be able to operate, you know, when he does play. So we're trying to make those judgments as we go through the process, but you know, it's going to be a challenge, but I know we're up to it.
What is that line, Bill, where you want to give him enough that he can handle, but it has to be a representative of your offense too?
Yeah, I think we got to just keep chipping away at it, and we had a good day yesterday, but all the way from the elementary stuff to the graduate level stuff. We want to be able to still run our system out there on the field, be difficult to defend, but at the same time allow Josh to play and not always be thinking. Good. Thanks. All right, time.